News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. It's Matt Desch. And joining me on the phone with an update on what's happening in D.C. is Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Hey there, Senator. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. First off, I want to ask you about there's an Amtrak train derailed over the weekend on Montana's High Line. Three people died and many more were injured. What's the latest you've been hearing on the accident?
Well, first of all, very proud of the response of so many Montanans, first responders that came together to help those who were injured when that train derailed. We're going to wait for the NTSB to fully complete their investigation. They're on the scene, and we'll wait for the full investigation. But I just want to express a heartfelt thank you to so many Montanans that quickly stopped everything they were doing to help those who were injured.
Yeah, that was a great response. And one of the issues that's been affecting the Flathead Valley over the last year and a half or so is the closure of the Canadian border. Our economy here relies heavily on tourism. And what's happening to get the border back open safely for Canadians to travel to Montana?
Well, Matt, the hypocrisy here is incredible. President Biden is putting illegal immigrants who are flooding across the southern border ahead of Montana families who want to see the northern border opened up. The northern border is closed to Montana businesses, our economy, families, while our southern border remains wide open to illegal drugs, illegal immigrants that are flooding across the southern border. I spoke with some folks in Great Falls. They tell me there that they're seeing a 20 to 25% hit in their economy because Canadians are not allowed to come into Montana. It's sad to think that Canadians would be better off traveling to Mexico and then walking across our southern border illegally because they're held up of not coming across our northern border legally. So we need to pass a bill that I've introduced with Congresswoman Stefanik of New York, another northern border state, of course, to reopen the northern border now.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. We can go to Canada, but they can't come down here yet.
Well, the Canadians opened up their border to us on August 9th.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't President Biden allow Canadians to come into the United States? And it's affecting our communities, our economies. We depend on those Canadians to come down here and spend their money. It helps us in Montana.
Yes, it does. And another issue Northwest Montana faced this year was wildfires burning through the forest and burning down homes here around Flathead Lake. Tell us about your bill to promote collaboration in Montana forest management projects.
Well, the bottom line, Matt, is we need more loggers in the forest and less lawyers. The problem we have, because we are in the Ninth Circuit Court, this is a liberal, San Francisco-centered court. We are on the cutting edge of these radical environmentalists who litigate our common sense forest management projects. We have many projects that are tied up in court because of these radical environmental groups that have deep pockets. So as Montanans, we want to see common sense. We know that you either are going to manage the forest or the forest will manage us. And sadly, we saw that certainly along the east shores of Flathead Lake this summer and other fires across our state, that you pay a severe price when you're not allowed to go in and thin the forest. And by the way, when you do common sense thinning of the forest, it's the right thing to do for the environment. A healthy forest is a carbon sink. It absorbs carbon. A wildfire emits carbon. There have been some studies that have shown that the wildfires in California emitted more carbon than all of the energy plants' emissions combined.
Wow.
And so we're going to continue to face these wildfires. That's a fact of life. But we can reduce the frequency and the severity with common sense thinning, which, by the way, also provides better wildlife habitat. It protects our watersheds, because when you have a wildfire that scorches the ground, you have a lot of erosion when the spring rains come and the runoff, which affects fish habitat. So it's the right thing for the environment. It's the right thing to stop breathing that smoke in the summertime. And I'll tell you what, our forest product industry in Montana badly needs it. Those loggers need those jobs. our counties need the revenue. We just have to fight these radical environmentalists that are stopping us in court.
That's right. And President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan, also known as the $3.5 trillion spending bill, could be up for vote this week. And now President Biden is claiming the new spending will cost nothing because his plan includes raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Is that true?
Absolutely not. I'll tell you what. This is a Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden belt-busting, liberal, pork-spinning buffet extravaganza. It's reckless. This will be the largest spending bill in our nation's history.
Wow.
It'll be the largest tax increase in 50 years. You think about what's going on with inflation in our economy at the moment. Montanans are battling higher gas prices, higher grocery prices, higher car prices, higher prices across the board. And the Democrats want to pile on with this $3.5 trillion bill that would just add more fuel to an inflation fire that's already burning. So I strongly oppose it. And I was glad to see every single Republican last night on a vote that's opposing raising the debt ceiling. We're all going to oppose this reckless tax and spend bill, and more to come on that. But we just need one Democrat senator, just one, could stop this whole thing. Because remember, the Senate is 50-50. If we could get one Democrat senator to say no, we could stop this.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if you could. And then, Senator Daines, you've proposed a bill to award the Congressional Gold Medal to 13 members of the military that died in the terrorist attack in Afghanistan during the withdrawal. What's the latest progress on that bill?
Well, 13 brave young men and women gave their last full measure to protect Americans in Afghanistan. These are American heroes. My dad's a Marine. Dad's 82. He grew up in Billings, but mom and dad have lived in Bozeman since 1964. The morning when that terrible news broke about the 13 service members who lost their lives, most of them were Marines, I called my mom and said, "How's Dad doing?" And mom says, "Your dad is physically sick." Oh. When he got the news of those Marines that died. So I believe that Congress should recognize them with congressional gold medals. I have now 48 co-sponsors on
nice.
This bill, about split evenly between Republicans and Democrats. So I think it's the right thing to do to honor these brave young men and women.
Has Senator John Tester signed on to co-sponsor that bill?
He's not on that bill yet.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. We'd love to have him on the bill. I've got, I think, 23 or 24 Democrats already on the bill. It'd be great if Senator Tester would join me in this effort.
And a question I get a lot is, what is the best way for Montanans to influence what's happening in D.C. over the next few months? How do they stay engaged?
Well, I just would urge everybody who's listening to pick up the phones, call their representatives, their senators, write letters, submit emails. This is a very important time for the voice of Montanans to be heard on the floor of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. I'm very clear where I'm at on this. I don't have to stutter or him and haw, Matt, where I stand.
Yeah.
I am 100% opposed to this massive reckless tax and spending spree. I'm 100% opposed to raising the debt limit. That is something the Democrats should do on their own. So I'm clear where I stand. I would just like to get one more Democrat senator on board to stop this. I can think of one. You probably can too, Matt.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it would be nice to see one senator step up and take a stand against this massive spending bill. All right, Senator Daines, thank you for joining me on the radio today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Matt.